State ascoltando a CJLO 1690 AM a Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Danny Aubrey. Bell Canada plans to start construction this spring within the province of Saskatchewan to build what they intend to be Canada's largest AI data center. CEO of Bell Canada, Mirko Bibic, stated that the company will be partnering with the Saskatchewan government as they spend $1.7 billion on the project. He also stated that the project will add 800 temporary construction jobs and 80 full-time jobs when the facility starts operating in 2027. Since the data center became public knowledge back in February, it has been receiving public criticism about the project's energy consumption and water usage. The City of Montreal is canceling plans to remove trash cans from Parc Lafontaine over the summer. The plan proposed replacing 80 garbage cans around the park's interior with large collection bins around the exits to the park. The union representatives for the workers responsible for park maintenance said that they were concerned that the change would increase littering. A similar project was attempted along the Lachine Canal in 2024 before it was canceled because visitors complained about the disappearance of garbage cans. American actor Matt Clark passed away late last week at his home in Austin, Texas due to complications from back surgery. Born in Washington, D.C. in 1936, Clark first got into acting in the late 1950s when he joined New York's Living Theater Company and starred in Broadway plays. He later appeared in several Western films, such as The Life and Times of Judge Roy Bean, The Cowboys, and the Clint Eastwood film The Outlaw Josie Wales, but was best known for portraying Chester the Bartender in Back to the Future Part 3. He also appeared in popular TV shows such as Kung Fu, Magnum P.I., Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman, and portrayed Emmett Kelly in Grace Under Fire. Matt Clark is survived by his wife Sharon and five children. He was 89 years old. For more information, go to cjlo.com/news.
Hour 2 of Rigged Sessions on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal, Quebec, and more specifically, the Metal March special of the episode begins with Sick of It by Femtonil, going into some hyperpop, which definitely has a very distorted, aggressive vibe, especially between, like, the drums and the bass and, I mean, the vocal. I mean, the vocals are pretty obvious, like, aggressive source of, like, energy in the sense that, like, the vocal really carries a lot of, like, power in this mix. We also have two really cool tunes coming up afterwards, one of them being, well, really short, actually, that is going to be the Cipro remix of Xyrus's tune, Hollow Dune. The other tune, though, as in the next one, I'm actually going to talk about it on the next tune, just because there's some context that you'd have to understand in order to really appreciate the tune. But with that in mind, I'm going to let you go for now. Until I get back to you, stay safe and enjoy.
Divine Baton. you can't miss. AI, stop for the masses.
The name of this tune is AI Slop, and I mean, this is definitely a jab at AI art, and I mean, to a great extent, those who claim to be quote-unquote AI artists, because, well, the people who claim to be AI artists aren't actually really doing the art themselves pretty much all the time, and, well, AI doesn't really have any emotions or feelings, so it basically just does devolve into slop. With that in mind, though, hey, the vocals are really fun and catchy, and I would say they resonate, like, a lot. So, you know, I had to play this one now. But hey, it's also really fitting of Metal March. Take a listen to this one. It's a really cool tune. We do have a mix coming up after the next tune, the Sipper remix of Xyrus's Hollow Doom. And, well, that's all I'm going to say for now. So until I get back to you after the mix, stay safe and enjoy.
If you're interested in audio storytelling at all, volunteer with CJLO's news department. We'll teach you the ins and outs of audio journalism, no experience needed. You'll learn interviewing, scripting, recording, editing, and we'll support you every step of the way on your journey to producing your own original reporting. We also take a lot of pride in our local focus and coverage of the issues often forgotten by mainstream outlets. Join the team and get your voice on air by filling out a volunteer application form at cjlo.com/volunteer. Or come to one of our weekly pitch meetings, Mondays at 1 p.m. on the Loyola campus, CC 430.
Our talks about movies always start out with the best of intentions. Opinions are shared, debates develop. But then things get heated, words get said. Friendships are tested, disagreements break out. This is when the smackdown happens. Join us for our next epic grudge match, Sundays at 2 p.m., Cinema Smackdown, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
The doctor said I wouldn't have so many nosebleeds
if I listened to CJLO.
We'll be right back. make these motherfuckers kill. Friends, I just do what work for me. The motherfucker hurting. Golly, I'm a golly creature. My motherfucker, break, fucking break out the car. I be motherfucker.
Everywhere I turn, you breathe down my neck. The storm is gone, but I am still a wreck. Maybe I should work it out, but I run away. It's catching up to me now.
Tonight. ready for death. Hit you with so many rights, you throw the back for a left. Let's go toe to toe. Spit out the double edge and wet your motherfucking mug. Hardcore until I lock the door. Ducks too tough.
Given in one more time. Ignite the spark. Won't you keep me breathing, breathing, breathing till the end? Now I need this feeling more than I need oxygen.
Rise up the banner, throw a epic. dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Blue. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Stay tuned to CJLO 1690, Saturday mornings from 10 a.m. to noon. From Montreal's most diversified gospel show, Gospel Unlimited. Join Ray, Tanisha, and Curtis as they take you on a musical journey and share stimulating conversations along the way. Don't miss it. Saturday mornings, 10 to noon. Gospel Unlimited.
This is CJLO, 1690 AM. You could say that we're bumping that.
Told them, you know, told them. I know you don't want it. I know you don't want it. So don't act like you do. Yeah.
We're back from that mix, and we are playing some Liquid D&B as our second to last drum and bass tune of the episode. This is actually also our last pre-release of the episode, the third out of three, Tolem by Enigma Dubs featuring Dread MC. This tune is track 2 of 2 of the EP coming out on the 22nd of April. Watch your mouth. And this is coming out on Mori Records. Honestly, Enigma Dubs has been killing it for the past couple of years, and this tune is just really sick, giving us some really crazy lines from Dread MC as well. With that in mind, though, our next tune is going to be one that you also won't want to miss, especially if you love dubstep. We're going to talk about that when we get there. So until then, stay safe and enjoy. will be our fourth to last tune of the episode, and our last dubstep tune of the episode. We've got Slugs with the track In Peace You Shall Live. This is honestly just a very solid, heavy dubstep tune, like pretty much all of the dubstep tunes we've listened to, but this one goes a little more, I guess, orchestral almost, but with some really, really beefy kicks. I mean, seriously, this is just absolute beef. With that in mind, though, we are going to be going into a bit of hard dance with our next tune, Danny L. Harl, featuring Pink Panther's tune, Starlight. We have two final tunes after that, which I'm going to explain why I'm playing those when we get there, but I know I have to just kind of show for myself just a small bit. I already did talk about my Mixcloud, you know, Rigged Jason, capital R, lowercase I-G-G-E-D, space, capital J, lowercase A-S-N. As for the other socials, though, they are pretty much kind of a riff off of my Mixcloud in a sense, where it's really just Threads and Instagram that I use, at R-I-G-G-E-D-J-A-S-N, all lowercase for those. And, of course, if you want to check out my Mixcloud, but without actually going to Mixcloud, you can also just go onto my website, riggedjason.com. That's it. So, yeah, I'll get back to you probably towards our second to last tune. Enjoy.
Keep running away from the starlight now. I've met someone like you.
To the last tune of today's Rigged Sessions, the Metal March special on CGLO 1690 AM in Montreal, Quebec. Yeah, this tune has this really cool on the grid, off the grid thing, especially, you know, if you're like listening to the drop and the little like da-da-da-da-da. But why is it so cool? Because like going off the grid would mean you're kind of foregoing the normal sort of like, you know, like hitting the exact like intervals that like, you know, like 16th notes, right? But like it's falling so far off the grid that it's not even like swung feeling, but like really, really, really off balance in a sense, and it's really cool that way. And yeah, that was again Noisia's Get Deaded. But now we have to ask ourselves a philosophical question. Maybe two for that matter. First and foremost, how fast is so fast that it just feels slow? Because you know how like frequencies are, 20 hertz or 20 cycles per second creates basically the lowest possible bass frequency most people will just be able to hear. But and now if a kick is playing 20 times per second or even more, what are you hearing at that point? And the question has to be begged here, because this tune, by Cabario, HAL 30,000, predictably or not, has a BPM of 30,000, as in 30,000 beats per minute. This, my friends, is what we like to call Extra Tone, and, well, it's the last tune of the episode, so have fun. I'll probably be back with you in, like, the 2 weeks from now. Try to let your ears rest a little bit after this episode ends, maybe, but until I get back to you, stay safe, stay hydrated, and enjoy.